Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. I'm really excited to have Mark Heller on the line today. He's the owner of Your Marketing Made Simple, and they're taking the guesswork out of online marketing. Really excited to get into that with you. But first, let's just say welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So we're going to get, I'm excited to hear about how you're taking the guesswork out of online marketing, because I know for a lot of the business owners and people listening to this, they're thinking, online marketing, I've heard of the good, the bad, the ugly. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit more about your background as an entrepreneur and business owner.
Sure. Well, I have been self-employed for the last 10-plus years, mainly in the digital marketing, solely in the digital marketing field. This is after being in that same field, working for a few other companies 10 years prior to that. So I've been involved in digital marketing on and off for the last 20-plus years. I mean, ever since Al Gore turned the internet on.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, 20 years in digital marketing. I mean, it wasn't even called digital marketing back then.
No, they called it that thing, or my dad used to call it just a fad. just things like that where they could get free stuff. But the first time I was introduced into the internet and the online world, a coworker of mine brought me into his office and said, "Hey, I want to show you this thing." And he took me to Yahoo.com, and Yahoo was just nothing more than a message board. And Google wasn't even around. And I asked him what it was, and he said, "Well, it's this place where businesses could have this thing called a website, and they'll be able to have people, show their business all across the world." And I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. And two or three months later, I found myself pounding the pavement out in Southern California, walking up and down Ventura Boulevard, going into high-rise office buildings, selling websites.
Wow. And what year was this roughly?
Oh, geez, I think 97. Somewhere around there, 97, 96.
Wow, so that was pre tech wreck, that was pre the bubble bot. That was when you put .com at the end of anything and your stock went up.
Yes.
That was a crazy time, and you were running, you must have been selling websites like hotcakes, no?
It was like shooting fish in a barrel, so to speak. And, we would sell a website for $25,000 that you couldn't get away with charging more than $2,000 or $3,000 today.
Wow. And of course, because back then, I mean, it was all, there was no drag and drop. There was no, like, yeah, it all had to be coded. It was all, everything was built from scratch. Well, for the most part, I'm sure you had something or another.
Well, I mean, there really weren't that much tools, that many tools.
Wow.
It was all just straight HTML, and it was, building a website was quite an undertaking. It would take 2, 3, 4 months.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, no, so you were printing money back then with that. So
pretty much.
Saying, I get it. No, because I know where I was at. I was in Michigan, and I was working for a brokerage firm, and I was in high school, actually. And I'm thinking to myself about this whole .com thing. Looking at anybody puts .com at the end of their name or launches a website, and their valuation, it goes way up. And now I'm trying to think on the other end. You were over here selling websites, printing money. That was a great currency for the couple of years that it lasted.
Yeah, it was a lot. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. There was a lot of churn and burn on sites, and there was a lot of a lot of these clients. We would charge them all of this money, and then when it came time for them to give us all the information that we needed to build the website, they didn't want to go through that process. So some, like I would say probably we refunded about 20% of our clients because we didn't want to sit there and just wait and what if. I just don't think the world was quite ready for it. I mean, when you have to talk to them for about a half hour and explaining to them what WWW means and talk about modems and 14.4.
Wow, you were the one of the pioneers that made it. I love it. You actually hit the pavement because that somebody had to sell it first, and you were one of them.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Let's talk a little bit more about. Let's just get right into the digital marketing side. Like so. What do you see, obviously, from then to now, what do you see as a big transition? Because the business owners listening to this, they need some guidance. You know, digital marketing is a big deal for anybody going forward. You can't ignore it anymore. It's just not going to happen. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you have to start paying attention to this or become obsolete, you know? So what do you think about this transition?
Well, I think, you know, over the years, the tools have become so automated that it's very simple and easy to develop, you know, some sort of program for a small business to be effective online. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, and over the years, I've heard a ton of horror stories, but I've also heard a ton of success stories as well. And, you know, for the people that are listening, what I would say to them is do some research before you sign on the dotted line with a marketing agency or a consultant. Do some things to investigate what they're telling you. You don't necessarily have to understand some of the terminology or, you know, any of the big words that a lot of these consultants like to use to try to impress you. But do some research, and I'll give you a perfect example. I run campaigns where I like to prove to people that, you know, what I say I can do, I can do. And I've been working with a recruiting company, and, you know, their website is 10 years old. It's not mobile friendly. It's, in fact, it's kind of ugly. And I gave them a really good deal. And on top of that, I told them that I'm going to do some marketing for them before I charge them any kind of monthly fees because I want to see how effective the work is before I charge them something. And but when I do get them some results, you know, this is going to be what my monthly fee is. And when it came time for them to sign up with me, they had some person that came in after me and quoted them $99 a month to get their website ranked nationally for keyword phrases, which was what people searched for on the internet, for terms related to, for jobs. And I tried to explain to them that if they go with that program, basically what they're doing is they're taking that $99, that $100 bill, they're putting it in a bucket, they're throwing some gasoline on it, and they're lighting it on fire. And if you don't believe me, go do some research, call some other internet marketing companies and get a quote, and then get back to me. And, well, they didn't do any of that. They went ahead and signed up with them, and they'll see in 3 months that they're not going to be able to get done what they want to get done because there's a lot of people out there that are selling snake oil. So what you want to do is you want to go out. You don't want to take anybody's word for it. You want to go out. You want to do some competitive research. You owe your company that. And if something sounds too good to be true, then chances are it's too good to be true.
Yeah, nobody's doing anything for $99 a month. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not if you have an actual anything. Whether somebody's managing your Instagram account and not even looking for leads, but just managing it. I mean, I can't think of a single internet service that takes an actual brain behind it. Unless it's a software, but even software is not going to work for that. I'm just trying to think about cost. Like, I don't think it costs $99 a month that has a person actually running it that works. That's odd. And that's what I mean in terms of people listening to this. Like, you have to really think about it. $99 a month and you're going to get results with leads coming into the internet. It's not happening.
Like no, that. you might as well just throw that money away. And the thing with software is that there's a lot of great software out there. I have tested just about everything out there on the market today. Some are horrible, Mm-hmm. And some are great. But running the software, learning the software, managing the software, just that alone is, you know, there's a lot of time that's involved in that. You know, when I say I take the guesswork out of online marketing, you know, I'm able to do so because I've tested so many different things. I know what works and I know what doesn't work. You know, a lot of things when it comes also to internet marketing is that a website owner, a small business owner, will see their name on the first page of Google or their website on the first page of Google whenever they go to Google and they do some sort of random search. And they'll say, well, I'm already on the first page of Google. Well, that's good, but how many people are searching for that specific phrase? You want to be on the first page of Google for terms that get searched from. And so I relate it to them in a special kind of way where I tell them, I said, that keyword phrase that you're already ranked for is like having a billboard on a dead-end street with no lighting. And what you need to do is you need to do the research. And there's tools readily available that are free if somebody just spent an hour of time doing research on what their opportunities are to market their business online. They might not have an understanding of how to do it, but they'll have an understanding of what they want to have done. And that's always been, you know, the thing that I preach to small businesses is don't take my word for it. Here's a couple of websites where you can research it yourself. It's your business. It's how you support your family. It's how you send your kids to college. Give yourself an opportunity to spend an hour doing some research on this kind of thing before you make any kind of decision.
No, that's great, Mark. Let's talk a little bit more about your current business and exactly what you do for clients.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, I own a company called Your Marketing Made Simple, and that's exactly what it means, is we do make it simple and we take all of the guesswork out of the whole process because we believe that we need to show you that we know what we're doing ahead of time before we ask you to spend any kind of money with us on a monthly basis and before you get into an agreement with us. And so when we have people that are interested in a long-term relationship with us, what we do is we develop a marketing campaign and build out a marketing platform to help them capture as many opportunities that can be had on the internet. And we don't solely go just into Google. We look at the 30,000 foot view of what their opportunities are and where they need to be, whether it's, you know, solely or just strictly social media or search or a combination or of those two, email marketing, whatever it is, we're gonna take a holistic approach to find out what's gonna work the best for them. Prior to us charging them the fees that we want to charge, what we're going to do is we're going to develop a system where we're going to generate leads for them as quickly as possible. So we'll build out a website for them absolutely free. We'll get the website ranked on Google, and we're able to get keyword phrases ranked on Google pretty quickly because of the network that we built behind us. And then, you know, they'll start to notice some phone calls coming in. And then once we've hit some minimum threshold of first page rankings on Google or a minimum threshold of phone calls, whatever the case may be, that is after that point in time, what we do is then we go ahead and charge them the monthly fee to do their marketing. So basically what we're doing is we're saying, hey, look, if you want to do business with us, this is our program. You pay a little bit of money up front, but no monthly. And then we're really going to bet on ourselves because typically whatever they pay us up front, we're going to spend more than that to go ahead and get the job done for them. So we're really betting on ourselves, and it's a winning formula, and it's been very successful. And, you know, we get the opportunity to work with some really good companies out there.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, Mark, I really appreciate that your time. And, let's start. I don't know if you have, do you have the website or where can people find you?
Sure. They could go to simple, yourmarketingmadesimple.com. We're actually in the middle of doing a redesign. So I just have kind of just like a basic little, hey, this is me kind of website out there right now. Okay. But they could also call me directly at 805-832-2774. And I also have a really easy email for people to get in touch with me at, which is LA for Los Angeles. So LASalesGuy@gmail.com. And so people could get in touch with me any which way. And I'm more than happy to talk to them about any kind of concerns or anything and just even point them in the right direction, whether they end up doing business with me or not.
All right, Mark. Well, hey, I really appreciate your time on the call today, and thank you for all those tips. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.